What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Getting my morning started here. In a designated smoking area. Good morning, Philadelphia. We off the grid, 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 grid. We off the grid, grid, grid.
All right, so. Oh, that guy's got a chest lamp when he's running. That's pretty dope. It's like a walk, it's like a freaking train, bro. That guy's like a train. Yo, that dude's a train. Yo, check it out. We got these selfies coming in. Yeah, I think I gotta figure out a new way to photograph myself. I always look up at the light. See, I like getting closer to my eye. I think when you get closer and closer, kind of like macro closeness, you know, that's when stuff gets a little bit interesting. That's what I've been playing with a lot recently with my photography. It's like getting super close. There's an art battle. Look, they like all draw or paint next to each other. What is this? There's an art battle, guys. Stay tuned. July 26th, the next art battle's coming up. There's one champion. Winner takes all. Who's it gonna be? I'm gonna come up, I'm gonna pull up to the art battle and start knocking out. Art battle with my Rogue 40 pound plate carrier. By the way, this thing is freaking awesome, okay? If you're looking for a morning kind of like routine, yeah, I'd say that the Rogue 40 pound plate carrier combined with the Vibram 5 finger ELX knit version shoes and just walking, you know, not running. Yeah, it's kind of supreme. It's kind of the way to go. Oh, and also drinking water. See? Drinking water. You know, when I think about water, I remind myself of my time as a Peace Corps volunteer in Zambia, Africa. Okay, so in the center of the village in Zambia, in Mpanta Village, Samfia District, Luapula Province, Zambia, Africa. Ichibemba, Bemba tribe, baby. Naishiba Ichibemba sana. Woofy. So no, I wanna remind myself of how grateful I am to even have the ability, like, water, purified water with minerals added for taste. They're adding minerals to the water for taste. Okay, so when I was in the village, you would pull the water from a well in a bucket, put it through a gravity filter, add iodine. Well, firstly, I would boil it. I was so over cautious that I would boil the water first after pulling it from the well. Then I would filter it through. Then I would add iodine. Then I would drink it. And, you know, I would store it in those like steel sort of, or not steel, but aluminum or steel bottles. Kind of like those like Yeti, like fancy like bottles to like keep it cool. And like, I was really glad to have those, you know, and I would drink them nonstop. Like I had like 2, 4, 6 liters. And so each morning when I wake up, I slam at least 2 liters of water before I even get the day started. You know, I noticed this strange trend towards, I don't know, they're like flavored waters. They're like waters with like a hint of lemon, or like water with like a hint of whatever, you know? And it's like, there was this like brand called Lemon, and they were giving out these like free waters. And oh, look at the way that the light is illuminated there. I don't know why, that looks kind of nice. Yeah, but anyway, those kind of waters to me, 5:05 a.m., 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, to me, they're really gross. Like, they were giving them out for free, and I'll be honest with you, I tried them, and they were just really gross. Like, maybe the lemon one was fine, but the others were really bad. Like, I just tried them, and, you know, because it's free water, I was like, oh, it's like I'm in Rome. You know, that's what I said to myself. You know, I saw these, I saw these, like, ladies out on the corner. Shout out to Lisa. Yo, Lisa, if you're watching this, yo, where's the waters? We gotta get you, we gotta get you bringing out just like regular lemon water. Why do you guys have to add the strange flavors? Because what I realized is they say that they add like organic natural flavors or something. But then when you look into what that is, it's like, what even is that? You know, like actually the other day I was with my mom and she was like, she was making food or whatever, and I was like, oh, this is great. She made some really good burgers. I was just like eating, and she pulled out some ketchup, and I was skeptical. I was like, you know what, ketchup these days, that has high fructose corn syrup, you know, it definitely isn't good for you. But then I looked at the bottle and it says without artificial sweeteners. I was like, what'd you get this, mom, because of me? You know, like, did she get this because she knows I'm like a health freak now? And she was like, no, I mean, I just saw it, you know, because I always mention it to her about the ketchup, because apparently in Europe, like when I was over there, you look at their ingredients, they don't add all the bullshit like we add when I was in Rome. And so I look at the back, I check the ingredients, and it says they add natural flavors. Now, when you look up what natural flavors are, natural flavors have about like 72 fucking ingredients or something. Like, there's so many ingredients in natural flavors. There's like all these different chemicals and like long names, and you know, so when I see something that says natural flavors instead of artificial flavors, or even if it's organic, like maybe organic flavors is fine. I don't know. Like, all this kind of funny business is strange. The other day when I was with my friends, you know, we were driving and I needed some water, so we stopped and we grabbed some stuff, and I grabbed the water from the Wawa. It's like those fancy alkaline waters. To me, this is just like the funniest thing, like the commodity of our most basic primal need is water. You know, it's like $4. $4. I love that word too, bucks. Like bucks. It costs $4. It's like, oh no, it costs $1,000. Oh look, I'm gonna... Morning. Trot, trot, trot. Trotity trot. We're trotting all along on the freaking trail. What are you trotting for, bro? Yo, trotting is just so bad for you. Like I just don't see the reason. Like you're just rattling your bones around. That's just the conclusion I've come to. It's just the rattling of the bones. It's like, why would you want to do that first thing in the morning? Just fucking rattle your skull around. It's just like a strange human behavior that we picked up since becoming domesticated like zoo animals. Ooh, look at the bunny. You know, it's like, let's see, hopefully there's no one sleeping under here right now. I like coming under this bridge, it's just so beautiful. Oh, there's 1, 2 people. Never mind. Yeah, like when I think of the wild and like open spaces and like animals, you know, isn't it typically the gazelle that's running and trotting away? You know, however, the human in the wild, you know, I believe was marching and using their legs, their bipedal nature, their tall spine to look up and have a panopticon view of their surroundings and to look out at the land in the plains, finding a high elevation, you know, grabbing branches, crafting tools, making arrows, bows, and hunting, right? I don't believe we were running after the prey, you know, I think it was the prey that was running after us, right? And so, considering this, to me, running becomes a very unnatural, strange behavior pattern that we've almost just subconsciously all agreed upon collectively as this healthy thing, where I actually genuinely believe that there's probably more health problems that will arise from running than benefits, right? So, for instance, every runner I ever meet always complains, oh, I tore my ACL, or like, oh, my leg hurts, or my this or that. And it's like, you know, it's just this like strange notion of calories in, calories out. Like, oh, when I go for a run, I'm going to burn some calories. And, you know, and then I'm going to go eat. You know, like I saw someone, you know how they have those like shirts where it's like those like shirts for the, like when they run a half marathon, they get a shirt. It's like, I run to eat. And it's like, what's the point? And then when I ran a half marathon in college, they were giving out beer. And then afterwards, everyone goes out and drinks and just goes and like eats a huge meal. It's like, well, what was the point of running if we're just going to be degenerates after? And that's my theory. I feel like most of the running is just bad for you. And then you break your bones, your legs hurt, you tear your muscles, and then you just wind up being a degenerate. And so, oh, this giant grocery store has a freaking robot in there, and it has two googly eyes, and it's actually taller than a human, and it's kind of strange. I guess it goes around and determines if there's like a spill or something, and then it alerts the human, the worker, to come and clean up. Like, it's just crazy. I like seeing the future of automation happening already, though. I think it's inspiring. Maybe one day the robot will just clean it all up too. I remember when I was a little kid, we had one of those robot cleaners. I forget what they were called, like iRobot, isn't that a movie? And it would vacuum up, you would just let it go, and you would set like these lasers, and it was like a parameter for like the living room, and it would clean up the carpet, and like it would barely work, but it was just like this funny like gimmick. But I think that is a good idea, right? To utilize robot technology, to utilize computer technology as our slaves to clean up and do all the dirty work. You know, consider the Industrial Revolution, the implementation of the automobile. Apparently, while automobiles are faster, stronger, harder, and get us to and fro at a faster rate than a horse, the main reason was so that we don't have to deal with this goddamn horse shit. Like, think about it. Like, that's the most annoying part of maintaining a horse. It's like the smell of the horse, cleaning the horse shit, you know, the horse manure, like all that kind of stuff. Just, you know, gets in the way. And so maybe in this modern world, the equivalent of using a horse, like a horse and buggy, and dealing with horse excrement is waking up first thing in the morning, checking your phone, and going on Instagram. It's kind of like taking a poop, wiping your butt, and it's like all over your hands. You start wiping your face and it's just all over the place, and it's like you can't get it off. So yeah, maybe we shouldn't put poopy all over our face. Maybe you should just delete your Instagram. And so with the rise of the automobile and the Industrial Revolution, we have all of these kind of like, you know, these apartment buildings here, these tall buildings where lots of people live within these little boxes. We have these little balconies, these little cages. And yeah, we've become these perfectly docile, domesticated zoo animals. The city is interesting to consider this way in which now with the automobile, a lot of people live in the suburbs, right? Think of the typical 9-to-5 office worker. You wake up in the morning, you get in a car, you sit down, you drive for 30 minutes, you get stuck in traffic, you come into the office, you sit down. Maybe at lunchtime, you go for a break, you get your, well, first and foremost, you box yourself in, right? The office, a box, the cubicle, a box. You operate a computer, the four corners of a box. You go for lunch, you go to the Salad Works or whatever the salad place is called, where everyone goes, it seems. I always see everyone during lunch break, they have their salad boxes. So you get your boxed, plastic boxed salad. You go back to the office, you complete your task that is pretty much tedious, monotonous, you know, typing with a keyboard and a mouse. To me, these things are archaic, right? Like a mouse and a keyboard, it's just really unnatural to utilize these days when we have the capability of using voice technology, touch screens, iPhones, iPads, AirPods, and now even with the Apple Vision Pro. Like, I think the way in which we work in these offices are very old school and very outdated, where, you know, we have people completing tasks, checking boxes, pushing paper around and printing stuff out. But yeah, my idea is that if 75% of the work in a city is done in these offices, then 75% of the city's human potential is being squandered. And so I think we forget that we have the capability of saying no. And I think what's strange is that we deny our human body, our physiology, and the pursuit of material wealth. You know, we've kind of just all agreed upon modern day slavery, where sitting down is extremely unnatural. You know, as much as using a mouse and keyboard is unnatural, I believe that sitting down too is unnatural. You know, anytime that I sit down in the day, you know, if I do, I start to yawn. You know, I start to get tired. My body starts to break down. I feel fatigued. I want to take a nap. You know, I certainly don't feel energized. You know, my biggest critique of this modern day way of life is that it's the denial of the body. And when you consider the way in which a zoo animal adapts to the environment, these closed systems, they become comfortable under the fluorescent lights. You know, they have that fake painting of a fake backdrop that showcases a rainforest. But that animal isn't really in a rainforest, right? You have yummy foods that the zookeepers will constantly bring to you when you need them. You know, they'll groom you and you'll go from being this wild animal to a toothless bird with pretty feathers. And you know, I think very similarly, this is happening to human beings in these modern cities like Philadelphia, where in the closed system, we become accustomed to the environments that we dwell in. And so because we're spending the maximum amount of time in the day indoors, thinking of the 8 hours spent in an office, typically the 8 hours asleep, the hour at least within the car, that's well more than half of the day. I would say like 75% of the people in the city are spending 75% of their time inside. And we too are becoming accustomed to the air conditioning. We too are becoming accustomed to the fluorescent lighting. And what happens when you're in these closed systems, when you're indoors, is you adapt to the environment at hand. And over many years, this adaptation potentially will influence our DNA, right? When you consider our DNA and how we've evolved over the years, where we have these two legs, we have this tall spine, we stand upright, you know, maybe the way in which we live will affect the way in which we evolve going forward, which is maybe concerning, right? Where you see many people with hunched backs, you know, their necks are bent over, pale skin, you know, diabetic. You know, the sad tragedy is that these closed systems deny your body, creating somebody that is certainly overweight, you know, sitting down and watching Netflix, watching the TV, operating the computer is the inevitable outcome and the result or the byproduct of indoor lifestyle. And so when I walk through the city, you know, what I've realized is it's around 5:30 when I'm shooting on the corner of Walnut Street or Broad and Walnut Street, and lots of offices are around there, and you'll see people coming out. And when they come out, right, if you walk by the office, it's like a fucking iceberg. It's so cold inside these offices. It's like night and day. It's crazy. And so when they come out, I always hear them like, oh, like they like they have this like jarring reaction when they hit the sunlight. It's almost like a zombie seeing the light of day, or like a ghoul or a goblin finally coming out and like, beep, 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 beep. Listen to the birdies. It's like, they're like, oh, this is disgusting. It's like, what? This is literally life. This is the world. We are currently spinning on a gigantic rock into the void, orbiting around a ball of fire. And that ball of fire that is making the world hot is what's keeping you alive. And so I remind myself of the power of the sun and why it's so important. You know, for me, I've been spending the maximum amount of time outside practically all of my life. You know, the only time that I've ever worked indoors was during COVID, and I operated Zoom calls. You know, I was a Zoom tech manager, baby. Like, I was the Zoom guy. You know, I was operating those Zoom rooms and hundreds of people, you know? And to me, a lot of the tasks that occur in these closed systems are quite menial and not fun, right? You can't lie. Being an accountant isn't fun. You know, operating the computer, technically, you could find joy, sure. But I think that the majority of people would say it's just not fun. You know, maybe some people had positive experiences in their public high school education and they found it fun. Me, on the other hand, I felt like it was a prison. I had to go through a metal detector, security guards, x-ray machine. You know, there was security lurking all through the halls. The doors were locked. You couldn't go outside for lunch. You had to sit down for 8 hours listening to a teacher lecture you, memorize useless information, regurgitate it, pass a test. And I'm not trying to flex, but I passed with high grades. It was extremely easy. All you had to do was open a textbook the class before, memorize a bunch of useless shit, pull up to the next class, and then pass the test. Right? It wasn't like, you know, rocket science or something. And so what did I learn in high school? Nothing really. They assigned us some interesting books, but I think for the most part, what you learn is how to obey. What you learn is how to become docile, right? Like, they literally program you in high school to just sit there and listen to a bell. You know, similarly to listening to the bell in a factory. I think that school and our public school education perhaps was designed in a way to create the perfect office slave. And I saw through it. You know, when I was a kid in high school, I think even when I was a freshman, right? The first year, I saw through this bullshit. And I would ditch class, find the door, try to get outside and explore in the park and just go for a walk. You know, I've always had this inner call to adventure within me and the desire to be outside. And I think the most jarring difference between my Catholic school upbringing from pre-K to grade 8 as opposed to the public school here in the city was that you weren't really permitted outside. And I think that's extremely unnatural. And what happens is, you know, I've heard countless cases of students who've been medicated with drugs such as Adderall, I suppose, or whatever they're called, right? Like these different like attention deficit disorder drugs or focus and attention drugs. Like, I don't even know how real this is, right? Like, is that even a real thing? I don't know, maybe. But I can tell you that when you're sitting down and you're being told to sit under air conditioning in the lights for 8 hours a day, and you're a young kid and you're full with all this energy and hormones firing around, you're not gonna wanna sit still for that long. To me, it's just a really unnatural place to be. And so it's inevitable that children will be, I guess, misbehaving or antsy and not sitting still. And it's really unfortunate that a lot of cases of students were prescribed these pills. You know, because what is the effect going to be on the future of humanity? You know, in the future of the workforce and the people within these offices? You know, my theory is, and again, I generalize and make assumptions, but I believe that's the ability, you know, we all should and we all can. I think a lot of people are medicated. You know, I think that when I read a newspaper or any damn commercial I get a glimpse of on a TV, it's always sponsored by some medication, some depression thing, some anxiety pill. You know, there's always these like promotions for these experimental drugs. And I don't know, I have a feeling that a lot of people are medicated. And not only that, but, and like what, and then again, like what will the effect on our DNA and the way that we evolve going forward be when we have, you know, a generation of people denying the physical body, taking drugs, doing all these unnatural things. Not to mention, if you go to like Miami, right? I was in Miami, and you'll notice if you walk through Aventura Mall, all these women with these Botox injections, you know, injections in their butts and their boobs and whatever. And it's like, geez, it's so grotesque. And then the men have these like huge muscles, like obviously steroids. And it's just like a trend towards ugliness, you know, the trend towards like the body modifications and a lot of things that we do become extremely unnatural. And to me, it's just, it's concerning, right? It's a little bit strange to me. And so what is beauty? I suppose beauty is natural. You know, the foods that we consume, a lot of it's processed and the junk, right? And then that, you know, that creates, in my opinion, that will then create an ugly soul, an ugly body. And, yeah, zoo. Welcome to the zoo utopia. Yeah, the zoo utopia. This is what's going on in cities. We are becoming zoo animals in the boxes, in the cages, perfectly domesticated. You know, you can say no, right? Like if someone tells you to sit down, you know, you can say no, but maybe there's only gonna be a few people, like 1% of the population that decides to say no. You know, like I said no since I was 14 years old. So maybe it's like a rare kind of thing to say no these days, but yeah, you can say no, just remember that. Um, Yeah, so my theory is nothing's really happening in the city. I think if 75% of the work is done in offices, yeah, my critique of the mayor's recent decision to send everyone back to the office 5 days a week instead of working it from home for 2 days on, 3 days in, is, yeah, if we're gonna have everyone sitting down for 8 hours all day, let's at least get our men and women some standing desks and be a little bit more humane. Allow humans to stand. That's how we're supposed to be. Sitting down is not good. Sitting down is honestly just a tragedy. If you can, just keep walking, baby. Just keep standing. This is the strange modern world we live in. We're standing, walking, sunlight, eating real food, clean water. Like, these like simple things are the modern day luxury, the modern day privilege of being outside. Ah, fresh air. It's just crazy. How did we all agree upon this modern day slave life? Really, really strange. Strange world. Yeah, so just don't be tameable, become unmovable. You can't tame me. You never could. And so I need a high elevation, a high vantage point. I need to look out. I need to see the horizon. I need to every day I come here so that I remind myself of how open this world is and that we are more than just this zoo creature in a cage. We are more than just an ant in a colony, you know, bringing our grains on our back. You know, at least the ants, they leave a pheromone trail when they walk, and the people follow, the other ants follow the pheromone trail back to the colony. The problem now is we live in this digital world where the work is done digitally, and the spaces that we operate in are digitally, and the communities are digital, and there's no pheromones in the air anymore. What are the effects going to be of this lifestyle? The pursuit of material wealth and sacrifice of our physiology? Medicated people coming out of the office on Friday, excited for that weekend, going to the bar, going to the cave to get drunk, to smoke vapes. And then what? We forget what we are. We are the creator. And yeah, perhaps this is where you will see the decline of the human population. And yeah, certainly a strange and amusing time to be alive, where we forget that we are the creator and that our ultimate aim is to create, to procreate. However, yeah, I think we're no longer thinking of this aim or, you know, designing our lives in a way to strive for this thing. You know, in a functioning society, I believe there's a hierarchy between God, nation, and land. God, tribe, and land. God, family, and land. However, in this modern world, with the death of God, we've replaced it with bureaucracy. So what is the antidote? Just go primal. Watch the credits roll down from the screen. See my name? Thanks to the director, Dante. Ooh, the beautiful colors. Yeah, you are more than just a zoo animal. You are the universe. You are the creator.